Blog Talk Radio.
God already initiates it all for us. And Bonnie already spoke about this, but I want to share it a second time then, that perhaps the most outstanding example in the Bible of recovery of sight to the blind occurred on that first resurrection day. Jesus had caught up with two of the disciples. They were on their way to Emmaus. And I think as you read that, and if you look at the words carefully, they were just sort of dragging themselves home after a tough weekend. And as they dragged along their way to Emmaus, Jesus caught up with them, began to converse with them. And for a distance from Jerusalem to Emmaus is approximately 7 miles. So they had the privilege of having Jesus walking with them for about 7 miles. And what an event it was. He walked with them. He stirred their hearts, and yet they were in the dark about who this stranger is that's walking with them. And yet later on, they confess to each other, well, didn't our hearts burn within us when he talked to us? Weren't we just stirred? And yet, they didn't know who this was. And during that period of time, as we read in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus related to them the entire story of redemption from the entire Bible. as he spoke to them from the Torah and from the Psalms and from the prophets, which are the three parts of the what we call the Old Testament, which was the Bible they had. Their hearts were strangely warmed and encouraged, but they were not able to see Jesus. I mean, they saw this guy. They didn't see Jesus. And the Bible says their eyes were beholden so that they did not see him. They were blind. But as Bonnie mentioned, three times it says in that little section, doesn't it? Open. He opened their understanding. He opened their hearts. He opened their eyes. That's what Jesus does. Opens blind eyes. I have no problem believing that Jesus opens blind eyes that are physically blind. But I believe that there is a greater blessing in opening our eyes that we can see what God can see. Remember, there's a song that says, if we could see beyond today as God can see. Well, God allows us that. He would give us, He would give recovery of sight to us that we could see what he sees and how he sees. And as you read the story of the two on their way to Emmaus, we begin to recognize that perhaps the main reason they could not see Jesus is that they were so caught up with their own feelings and loss and confusion. For 7 miles, Jesus walks with them, and they didn't see him. And then do you look at the grace of God in that 24th chapter of Luke. It says when they reached Emmaus, they got to the place where they were going, and it's as if Jesus going to give them one more chance to see him. So it says, he made off as he were going to keep going on. And for the first time in that 7 mile walk, their focus was off themselves. And they were concerned now for this stranger. They say, it's late, it's getting dark. You don't want to be walking out in the dark. Stay with us for the night. You see, when we get our focus off us, our vision clears up quite a bit. So Jesus was giving them one more chance for them to see him, making out as if he's just going to keep going. And they turn their attention from themselves and say, stay with us, because it's late and it's getting dark. And he went in with them. They invited him to eat. And as they were eating, eyes were opened. And they saw him. You know, it wasn't that long ago that they had spent time with Jesus eating before. Somehow when Jesus breaks bread, their eyes are open. And they saw him. They weren't concerned about being dark and late now, because it says they ran back to Jerusalem. They had lollygagged their way to Emmaus. Didn't take nearly that long to get back to Jerusalem to bring the report. But he'd already been there too. And so they had a time of rejoicing and sharing, because now they had seen Jesus. They had seen Jesus. Remember there was a song that was quite popular some years back. In fact, we just listened to it the other night on one of the Gaither videos. Remember Larnell Harrison, Sandy Patty singing, "I've just seen Jesus. I've just seen Jesus." God wants us all to be saying that. I've seen Jesus. Not just a guy, but Jesus. Because he was sent and he is here to open our eyes now so that we can see him. He is making this opportunity for us that we might see him, not in some spectacular event, but in the everyday events of life. That's where we live. That's where he is. Never leaving us, never forsaking us. And with the workings of God in our life. See, it's not just the Africans who say by the grace of God. Paul sort of initiated that, didn't he? By the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I am who I am. And by the grace of God, I am who I am because I've seen Jesus. And I haven't seen all of him. You haven't seen all of him. But with our eyes being opened, we'll see more of him. Not out in the desert, but in our everyday walk with God. Father, we ask you, use these same ancient words to open our eyes, open our understanding. Lord Jesus, we even sing it, don't we? We want to see Jesus. Lord, make us desperate to see you, to behold you. And again, as the scripture has already been read today, as we behold you, we are being transformed from one degree of glory to another by the power of the Spirit of God.